Well, several years ago, really a lot of years ago, I received a phone call from my husband. And he was so excited, and he said, "I'm standing at a counter in a store in Houston, and I'm calling you from my new bag phone." And I can confess, even in front of him now, I didn't even know what that was. But I was trying to be real excited because he was excited. And so when he got home with this bag phone, I remember looking at it and thinking, well, how hard is it to just stop and make a phone call someplace, really? But you see, his business keeps him in the car. And so finally it did occur to me, well, it would make it easier for him to actually make phone calls from the truck. I don't even know how that works. But that's what he was doing. And then a few years later, flip phones were available. And so I got a flip phone only for emergencies. I was not about to make some kind of random phone call on this flip phone. And I needed it for emergencies because, you know, sometimes I did kind of break down on the road. It just seemed to happen to me. And so sure enough, the day came, and I was on the side of the road. And so I had to call my husband to come and rescue me. And so I pulled up the little top, and I pushed in the numbers, and I waited, and he didn't answer. So I waited a few more minutes, and sure enough, he called me right back, and I picked up the phone. I went, I didn't know how to answer it. I didn't know what button to even push to answer the phone for him to say hello. And so he had to call me two or three more times before I finally did this enough times to go and get him on the phone. Now, the flip phone was in the mid-90s. That bag phone was in 1986, and here we are. I'm not going to give you a history of cell phones, but I am going to tell you that my cell phone now is a source of information. It's a source of entertainment. It is a source of actually making real phone calls. It's a camera. It's a Bible. And it's a flashlight. And I use that phone for so many different things. And I can even just turn on the screen at night, walk through the house and not trip on anything. And if I'm outside and there's rocks or sticks or something, I can use an actual flashlight app and light up the entire countryside. I love that particular portion of my cell phone. But cell phones are like little marvels of science and practicality. But the most important part of this is that I can carry my Bible on my cell phone, and I can carry light on my cell phone. So today, as we blessed our students and we blessed our teachers and we blessed their tools, it came to me that really the most important tools that we take anywhere, whether we're at school, whether we're at the grocery store, whether we're at work, no matter where we are, we have two tools as followers of Jesus that are more important than anything else, and that is the Word and that is light. And you can carry both of those things on your cell phone. We need to carry the Word and the light at all times. Listen again to 2 Timothy. All Scripture is inspired by God. Some translations say God breathed, and is useful to teach what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right. And then that Matthew passage, you've probably heard this, you are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Scripture and light, these are tools that never, ever fail us. They don't break. They don't need upgrades. They don't need batteries. The Bible that I received in the third grade, the King James Version, works just as well as the Message, which is written in regular old modern-day English. They both still work. Have you ever been in a restaurant? I want to talk to you about light and how we are just drawn to light. Have you ever been in a restaurant? And you're sitting at a table of people and there's a TV on the wall. More and more restaurants are putting TVs on the wall. But when you're sitting there and you're talking to your friends and that TV's up there, you can't help but look every once in a while, right? Our eyes are just drawn to that TV screen. That's how strong and powerful light is. We don't even have to care what's on that TV screen. Our eyes just go up there to light. Now, that's artificial light. We're talking about the light of Jesus when we talk about light. But we are drawn to light. We're wired that way. And when we carry the light of Christ with us, others will be drawn to that light. Our goal is never to have people drawn to us. Our goal is always to have people drawn to the light of Christ that is within us. Now, Scripture is the thing that helps us learn to live authentic lives as Christians in the world. It's also the thing that helps us to keep our hope in Christ alive, especially during the chaos and the difficulty of hard times, such as 3 feet of water in your house or something along those lines. Because the fact is, all of those things that happen are nothing compared to standing on the rock, standing with the Word that is Jesus Christ. But the fact is, I don't always have my Bible handy. And I don't even always have a cell phone. Ask my husband. He'll tell you every time he calls me, he says, "You never answer." I do keep it, but I don't always have it. And so the only way that you can carry Scripture with you and know that you're going to have it is to memorize it. Now, I know some of y'all think, "Oh my gosh, I'm getting too old to memorize." I memorized my first Scripture when I was 4. Steady Steps teachers, can y'all's kids memorize Scripture? Have they memorized 1 John 16, "God is love"? 3 words. God is love. That was the first Scripture I memorized as a kid. Now, I didn't much get that, you understand. But that small verse is the bedrock of who we are as Christians in the world. God is love. And we can all memorize Scripture. How do you do it? How do you memorize Scripture? Well, you do it the same way you do everything. You read, and you reread, and you reread, and you read some more, and you practice. So, for example, when I was in school, I had to learn math. It never occurred to anybody to say to me, "Colleen, since that's hard, you don't have to do that." I had to go to math. When I was in school, I had to learn English and how to speak correctly. It never occurred to anybody to say, "Colleen, you don't have to do that." We spend a lot of time studying a lot of things, but I have never known math to save anybody. I've never known math to come in and act as a divine guide and to show someone another way. I've never known the study of, say, the stock market to teach someone right from wrong. And I've never known the study of anything but Scripture to help lessen anxiety. When we learn Scripture, when we learn the promises of God, we will be the ones in the middle of a chaotic time to stand without being anxious, to stand on the Word of God instead of standing on the circumstances of our lives. When we take the time to memorize and put Scripture within us, we can be living as the prophet Jeremiah said, "I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." Scripture can be put inside of our hearts so that if we don't have a Bible, if we don't have a cell phone, if we don't have some method of reading the written word, it is still within us. And so I want to say to y'all today that I believe we are in peril when we neglect to teach our children Scripture. It wounds my heart when I hear lifelong Christians say, "I don't really know much about the Bible." I want to say to them, why not? Why not? Why do we not know much about the Bible? It's because we don't take the time to read it. And if we don't know about the Bible, how will our children know the scripture that has been among God's people for uncounted years. We can't even count the years really anymore. Every person in here is a teacher in some way. Some of you get paid to teach. Some of you volunteer to teach. Some of you just had children and they live in your home. You teach them. It never occurs to any of us to say, you don't have to brush your teeth if you don't like that. Or you don't have to go to school today if you don't want to. We teach them the things that are important to them for their very survival. And not only that, but for the survival of our civilization. It really is a pretty big responsibility. So learning scripture, learning to read the Bible, learning and asking questions without being afraid someone will say, well, why don't you know that? is so important for every single one of us. In the very beginning, the first verse of the Gospel of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the one who shows us the way. And Scripture puts us closer to Jesus, and light draws us closer to Jesus. We can't live as Christians without taking those tools of light and Scripture with us everywhere we go. And if we refuse, either through ignorance or design, to let the light of Christ shine through us, we might be responsible for someone else not knowing the Word of God. There are so many people in this community of Mason who are living examples of those who have taught others to know Christ. Now, I'm not going to give you a list because I'll leave someone out, but every one of you knows somebody who took the time to teach you something about God, either through your actions, through their actions, through their deeds, through their words. And I want to give you just a split second almost, but I want you to think really quickly about someone either here in Mason or wherever you lived in all of your life, living or dead, someone who has taught you what it means to be a child of God. Be like that person. Do not be afraid to share the love and the light and the Word of God with others. You know, we're not born nice. Did y'all know that? There are no just naturally born nice people. When we are born, we are self-centered. Have you spent any time around a baby? All they do is feed me, take care of me, take my diaper off, put a new diaper on. It's all me. That's how we're born. We have to learn to put self-centeredness aside and to rely more on Jesus than we do even on human wisdom. I am not just a naturally lovely, grace-filled person. I know y'all can't believe that, but I'm not. I've had to learn what grace is. I've had to learn what it means to put myself aside and think about other people. Do I get it 100% every day? The answer is no. But thanks be to God, I get it every once in a while. And thanks be to God, we all have the capacity to get it once in a while. So that if we're all learning that, what it means to show grace, what it means to put ourselves to the side and to bring God into the conversation instead, if we all can practice that, at least some of the time, all of the time will be filled with God's grace. So let your light shine before all people. Don't hide it under a bowl. Let your light shine that we may all praise God. St. Augustine said, preach the gospel at all times and use words when necessary. We can all live as those who know Jesus. And may we live as those who love Jesus. Take those two tools with you everywhere you go, light and scripture. Take them to work. take them to school, take them to the grocery store, take them to social gatherings. Don't leave them at home. Take them every place you go, light and scripture. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.